So after Klal Yisrael believe in themselves, they've received the feeling of self-worth, and Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, there's just one plague left, and then afterwards you're going to let Klal Yisrael go, that the Ribbono Shel Olam informed them of this final plague. Then Bnei Yisrael are giving their mission and their charge, which has made us an eternal people. In other words, Bnei Yisrael are commanded to count time. And that is, again, I've mentioned many times, in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Levy Soloveitchik, Zechuto Yegen Aleinu, that the slave has no time awareness, has no self-awareness, has no family awareness. The slave, the essential definition of a slave, is someone whose time is not his own. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave back to Klal Yisrael, before the final Makkah, time awareness. That, in other words, time is precious. Every second is precious. That if Sof Zman Krishma is 9:05 and you daven at 9:06, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. In other words, well, what's the difference between 1 minute, a minute here, a minute there? But no, that's the answer, is that not only minutes count, but seconds count. And so Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was given this notion of the ability to become an eternal people. And you become an eternal people by having time count, that time is significant and time means something to us. And that we have to use every second in the Avodas HaBoreh, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a lesson that was true then, it's a lesson that's true now. That may we use all of our time in an appropriate manner, in a way that we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam and serve our fellow man until the ultimate Geula arrives, as it did for Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. Good night of Shabbos.